Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
One of the stories I was perusing around and finding out some more information about a Palmer amaranth weed outbreak that was caused by some contaminated sunflower screenings that came out of Cass County. And it's really affected a couple of counties, Grant and Sioux counties. So to find out more information about this outbreak, we're going to bring in Joe Eichley, the assistant professor and extension weed specialist at NDSU. First of all, Joe, thank you so much for joining us on short notice.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, let's talk about the story here a little bit, because in several ways it is concerning, and I know the North Dakota Department of Agriculture is also involved in the case. So first of all, maybe just give us the rundown of exactly what happened to cause these outbreaks.
Yeah, so in the case of at least one operation in Grant County and one in Sioux County this year, they basically contacted NDSU Extension and their County Weed Control Board back in the early part of September. We're pretty sure they had Palmer amaranth. Through the investigation, working with them, they had purchased some sunflower screenings. They just knew it was from somewhere in the eastern part of the state. And basically where their screenings were delivered, or where they fed those screenings, or where the cattle went after eating some of these screenings, we were finding some Palmer amaranth plants. And this is pretty similar to a couple of cases we found last year where some cattle operations purchased sunflower screenings, and it seems that Palmer amaranth came along for the ride. And so basically it's that's what we've had for maybe half a dozen or so operations across the state the last 12 months or so, is purchasing some sunflower screenings that have had some Palmer amaranth seed in them. And then it's just a matter of knowing that anywhere a pile of screenings goes, that's a certain percentage will survive through a cattle and through manure as well. So really then just kind of tracking down where the Palmer got re-disseminated to basically after arriving onto their operation.
I do know, and we'll use this portion, Ag Commissioner Doug Goring did confirm in a recent story that it appears this recent outbreak came from screenings from CHS sunflower plant in Grandin. Now, I'm assuming that, you know, anybody that would have bought some screenings from them, in the last month or two, that they should be aware of this? Is that basically, if they're hearing this story and going, wow, I got some screenings too, what should they do basically?
Yeah, so, you know, from my perspective, I'd just say if, you know, sunflower screenings purchased from that plant based on this story, really anyone else who has the ability to import a lot of sunflowers and sunflower screenings from out of state, primarily because we know that Palmer amaranth is one of the worst weeds in sunflowers in kind of other states, not necessarily North Dakota, because we don't have a lot of Palmer yet. So due to the link basically over the last 12 months with several semi-loads of having Palmer seed contaminating the screenings, I would just caution, anyone who's purchased those sunflower screenings, and if they know they originate from outside of North Dakota borders, to basically just be on alert, check for suspicious-looking pigweeds. I'd say the primary places to really keep an eye out are where the feed was delivered. If it sat in a pile, we know that the seed can germinate in and around those piles. If you mix up rations and directly brought them out to a field area, basically where the cattle were fed or anywhere cattle have gone, just keep an eye out for plants that may look like Palmer amaranth.
Again, that was Joe Eichley, a weed specialist with the NDSU Extension. This is Inside Agriculture.